Thanks for being with us on The Takeaway today. I'm Todd Zwillick. As authorities in Toronto continue to investigate the suspect in the deadly van attack that killed 10 people, more attention now has been drawn to the involuntary celibate or incel community. The suspect in that attack, Alec Manassian, allegedly posted on his Facebook page about an incel rebellion moments before the attack. Now, authorities have not made a connection between that Facebook post and Manassian's alleged role in the attack, but it has raised the profile of the incel community. Reporter and correspondent Jack Smith IV covers extremism for Mike, and he explained the online incel community on this show yesterday.
It is men who believe that they have been deprived of women's intimacy, perhaps intentionally, and that deprivation, their inability to essentially have sex with women, has been an assault on their self-esteem, their sense of status, and consequently their self-worth, and then harbor an enormous amount of resentment towards women for that alleged disenfranchisement.
Well, we wanted to talk to someone who used to consider themselves part of the incel community, but has since left. So we put out a call on the social media site Reddit, where a lot of incel conversations take place. And Jeff Scott responded. He's 20 years old. He's a college student in West Virginia. And he says he was once a member of the incel community online until getting out a couple of years ago. Jeff Scott, thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having me, Todd.
Jeff, you hear Jack Smith IV describing the incel community there in the intro. Do you hear yourself in what he's saying?
I hear myself a couple of years ago, not anymore, thankfully.
And talk about that. You hear yourself a couple years ago. Jack Smith IV talks about men online feeling deprived of women's intimacy. They blame women for that, for their inability to have sex, and essentially turn this resentment toward women because they feel like they've been cut off. To talk about how you felt.
Well, essentially at the time, I was 14, so I was probably younger than your average member of the incel community. A lot of these guys are in their early 20s to upwards of early 40s. That's the oldest I've seen. Honestly, the basic feeling is that you are deprived of something that you deserve. And the people depriving you of this are these women, and they're at fault for depriving you of it. And I mean, I think it's just this entitlement that really fuels the incel community more than anything else.
Now, you said you were 14 at the time when you first got involved. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Well, that's around middle school. I guess that's the eighth or ninth grade. Can be kind of a tough time for any kid. But how are you feeling personally at the time? Do you remember what about these ugly online postings attracted you?
Essentially, it was just a sense of isolation that I felt. And it's not a good feeling. It makes you feel cut off. It makes you feel pretty much worthless. And these other people that are also feeling isolated, we almost bonded in our isolation from our peers. And in that way, we kind of overcame our isolation. Unfortunately, it was with some rather unkempt beliefs, but yeah, I mean, I think that everyone feels kind of lonely at 14, but I feel like the internet allows us to connect now, or allows impressionable, you know, teenagers to connect with sources that are perhaps more unsavory than, you know, a 14-year-old needs to be connecting with.
Now, at 14, you may not have known what a misogynist was, but you know now because you're a little bit older. Looking back on yourself at that age, do you think you did hate women, or do you know why?
I don't think I hated women in the same way that someone like Elliot Rodgers or this Toronto attack hated them, so much as I just felt a lot of anger and resentment towards them. Why is honestly just because I wasn't getting attention from them. I just wasn't the type of person at the time that women wanted to be around. Instead of blaming myself, I blamed them.
Did you ever see or hear anyone in that community, though, talking about real-world violence rather than just talking about it online, talking about actually committing a violent act?
There were some people that talked about, like, the desire to commit violent acts. As best I could tell, there's no one that really talked. I mean, if you go out and perform a massacre, or even if you, you know, perform rape, that's not something that I think most people in the community are going to accept. I mean, it depends, like, because these people are very worried, too, that they're going to be, you know, found out. Like, advocating for violence is a crime, and After the San Bernardino, a lot of people, including myself, got out of there as quick as we could, scrubbed our accounts because we wanted no association with that type of violence.
Now, Jeff, I want to talk about that moment that you decided to get out after the Isla Vista attack. I understand that maybe you didn't feel violent, you didn't want to be participating with people who did. But what about your own feelings toward women? Did you feel like those changed? Do you feel like they've changed today?
Yeah, I mean, I've had girlfriends since then. I mean, I've gotten laid more than a couple times. I mean, I just see them more as people that, you know, they don't have anything to withhold. They are people that, you know, like, they like to have sex, just like men like to have sex. And, you know, like, and these incels, too, they're not trying to go after women that, you know, aren't necessarily the most attractive mates. They're trying to go after, you know, like, supermodels, and they think they deserve them. Like, I would bet you anything there's incels that, you know, have had plenty of opportunities with maybe less than attractive partners that just actively chose not to pursue them.
Well, let's leave sex aside for just a second and just talk about your relationships with women at school or your teachers or your friends or your peers. What are your relationships like with those women in your life?
Now or back then?
Let's talk about now.
Yeah, everything's pretty much fine. I mean, I just kind of view people as people. I have female friends. I mean, I don't disrespect anyone for their gender, their race, anything like that. I mean, everyone just is trying to do the best they can with what they got.
Jeff, have you ever talked to a woman in your life, a friend or someone you know, about this online community and how you felt when you were younger? Have you ever confided in a friend who's a woman about those feelings?
Yeah. I've talked to previous girlfriends, a couple friends about it. And a lot of people just chalked it up to being 14. It's just something that, you know, growing up, you try out a lot of different cultures. You try out a lot of different mindsets, and thankfully, I rejected that particular one.
When you talk to women about it, tell me what they said. Tell me what happened when you talked to a former girlfriend about it.
I mean, she wasn't exactly ecstatic, but she just, you know, she recognized that it was something that I was part of years ago. And even, like, the first girl that I met after I kind of ended my interaction with this a few months afterwards, she didn't care. I mean, she knew who I was as a person, and we liked each other for that.
Jeff Scott, college student in West Virginia, once a member when he was younger of the incel community. Jeff, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.